to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've done. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. I hope you had an amazing weekend. It's Monday again. What the? The weekend's goes by like 90 gornos. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question. Brand new. Oh, we don't have it. It's not ready yet. Oh, okay. It's not quite ready yet. I'll come back to it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows all the time. But if you want to listen to the show and still do what you're doing, stay busy at what you got to do, you could be listening live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate, and we got to catch up with and finish up the super chat from last week, but to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. We'll get the Bible question ready as we move forward. I just told them about it this morning, so they didn't have time to put it together yet. For the first-time listeners who may not be aware that we take all calls on Mondays, but we take the ladies' calls on Monday as they come in, because every Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. That's the truth. It's Female Monday, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Yesterday's fellowship. Some of you might not be aware, but we have Sunday morning fellowships every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. You can either come in or watch it live on the YouTube there, on the net. And yesterday was amazing. I know I said it every Sunday. And it's true. I'm not making it up. If you were not there and you missed it on the net, you didn't get a chance to catch it on the net, you can podcast it. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. You don't have to miss out. And it was helpful for anyone who wanted help. And I realized everybody don't want help. So I understand it. And I'm just fine with that. Really. Stay in your misery and suffer. Some people love pain. They love their suffering. They love misery. They love jealousy and strife and insecurity. Suicidal thoughts, loneliness, revenge, gossiping, fear, and doubt, and worry. They love it. And I totally understand it. God will leave you in it, and he's not going to sweat about it, and so will I, and I will not sweat about it. You have a right to stay in your misery. Live that way and die that way. Live that way and die that way. Really, you can die in your hell. And it's nobody's fault but yours. No one's fault. If you fail to pray and your soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but yours. You can't blame anyone. There's a way out. And because you have refused to take that way out, you can't blame anyone. Isn't that amazing? But for those who want a way out, listen to yesterday's fellowship. It was a way out. You can have paradise right here on earth, or you can stay in your misery and have hell right here on earth. It's up to you. As an adult, you're responsible for you and no one else is. And you can't save anybody. And I know there are people who love trying to save someone else. They get a thrill from it. Really, they really do. And they are miserable while they're trying to do it. And that's why they're trying to do it, so they can feel good about a little better. They stood up for the underdog in their mind. But it's up to you. Check out yesterday's fellowship at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right? So, I got a text yesterday from a friend, and she was telling me that Hamas says that IDF killed leaders in airstrike. And she was like, things have changed in the Middle East forever. For Israel, for the best. And so I had my producer find that soundbite for you. In case you're not aware of it, there is a war going on between Hamas and Israel. And it's a mess, a real mess. The only thing I wish, well, not the only thing, I think that when I become president, all those people in this country who are chanting death to America, and they are in America, on America's soil, whether they're citizens or not, when I become president, every voice I hear that chants death to America, I deport them immediately. Take away their IDs, put them on a no-fly list, and they can never come back into my country. It doesn't make sense. that you allow your enemy knowingly to come on your property and chant death to America and fly the enemy flag and stomp on your flag and burn it. What has happened to America? But anyway, apparently Hamas says that IDF killed leader in airstrike. Watch this from Fox.
So if you've had an affair, do you keep that under your hat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stop it. I'll come back to it, folks. What a mess. Yesterday I talked about maybe, do we have the Elon Mustang ready?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. I'm throwing off now. What the? So let me do this. We're going to go to a break so I can figure out what's going on. And then my mind can flow naturally. I'll be back in a moment. Okay, folks, welcome back. I think we got a little bit laid out a little bit now. A little bit. Not much, but a little bit. And I had asked for that Hamas tape where they say that the IDF killed leaders in after strikes. Watch this from Fox.
Israel and Hezbollah are preparing for the possibility of an Israeli ground offensive into southern Lebanon, with Hezbollah's deputy chief saying this morning, if that happens, Hezbollah will be ready for it. And Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, saying killing Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah for 32 years, was an important step, but not the final step. This as Israel continues surging resources to its country's north. You see tanks here ready for a possible ground invasion. Israeli special forces also reportedly going into southern Lebanon to gather intelligence. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes continue. They took out three Palestinian militants in central Beirut this morning, and the head of Hamas in Lebanon, Fatah Sharif, in a separate strike. Israel also hit Yemen's port city of Hodeidah yesterday after the Houthi rebels launched two missiles at Tel Aviv last week. Israel sent a clear message to Iran, hitting its target from more than 1,100 miles away. That's the same distance from Israel to Tehran.
Amazing. Don't mess with Israel. They don't play. And I know there's some conflict right now between America and Israel, in that America, this leadership in America now don't like Israel as much. And so they're not really giving, according to reports, I don't know what's going on behind closed doors, of course, but they won't give Israel the type of support that they would give if Trump was in there. And yet, Israel is taking care of his own. I like that. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. Isn't that amazing? I'm getting a stretchy sound in my headset. Testing 1, 2, like a static sound. Testing. But anyway, I want to go to Nick out of Florida. Nick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
All in well. Speak up a little bit.
All right, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but just speak right into the phone and just a little louder.
Okay. I've been watching your show a little bit. I called before about a situation.
Okay.
And long story short, I'm moving out of my mama's house.
You're moving out?
Yeah.
How old are you?
22.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
How does it feel knowing you're moving out?
At first, like, when I had bought the flight, I was, like, kind of scared. Because, like, I ain't really worried about, like, life, but, like, I don't know. I kind of, like, I don't want nothing bad to happen. Like, I ain't trying to, like, go back to, like, jail or nothing. So I ain't want to get into, like, an altercation with nobody.
Right.
But that's really all I was worried about.
Oh, you were concerned about getting into an argument when someone ended up back in jail?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get into that.
Well, the way you avoid that, this worked, Nick, and I'm telling you the truth, it does work. It cannot fail. Never, ever, ever, as long as you walk this earth, never argue with another person about anything. And don't argue with with the spirits, the thoughts in your imagination inside of your head, and do not argue with anyone about anything, and you'll be just fine.
Yes, sir.
So don't try to prove anything. If somebody call you names or they try, you only need to protect yourself if it's a physical threat, and you need to protect yourself physically, then you do that. But as far as arguing with people and trying to prove anything to anyone, never do that. You just argue with another devil, two devils arguing. So if you do that, you would never end up back in jail.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And I got one more, question. Okay. I don't know if it's a question. I just noticed it. I've been doing the silent prayer, real consistent. And I noticed I'm not as, goofy as I used to be.
Yep.
And, I noticed, a lot of young females, I've been getting more attention from them. So, I was watching Bond, and you said, you got to let go of your religion and let go of, what you think is love and all that.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I let go of all of that, I might have sex out of wedlock because, these girls are they be looking good. I know no funny joke. I'm a young man, you know what I'm saying?
So, I understand.
I be trying to avoid it.
Well, the way you avoid it is stay away from the thoughts about it. When you see those girls and they're tempting you, especially now, it's going to be more overwhelming because you're working on yourself. You're overcoming the spirit of mama. And so you're going to get a lot of temptation from girls. The devil is sending those girls to you. Just stay out of your head about fantasizing or being with them and just continue to do the silent prayer and work on you. You'll be fine.
Yes, sir. But I appreciate it.
Yeah, just don't get into your head about it.
All right.
Hold on. Can you hold on a minute, Nick?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment.
Today's show is brought to you by Sevenwood Financial Services. For 20 years, Sevenwood has been a trusted partner to Americans who take action to guarantee their retirement income. Their team of licensed, independent producers will help you understand your best options for protecting your hard-earned savings. So stop living with your retirement worries. Call Sevenwood and let them help. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 860-470-6250.
Okay, welcome back. 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Nick out of Florida. So, Nick, you're 22. You're finally moving out. You're getting your own place, right?
Yes, sir. Well, that's the plan.
What did your mother say about you moving out?
She was actually, more supportive than I thought.
Right on.
She didn't really try to hold me in. She was kind of okay, I got a calling for your life. I'm like, all right, cool. So I just left.
And so now once you move, just, do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, go to work, and save your money, and just live your life daily. And when those girls try to tempt you, you let it pass. And if God want you to, if God want you to have a wife or anything like that, he would make it possible without your help. And it'll be the right woman, but don't be concerned about that right now. Your primary concern is overcoming your father's state, meaning overcoming the anger and the imagination. And then and go to work, save your money, and just live a simple life.
Okay. But how do I know if I'm not, well, I guess, I don't know, I guess I ain't gonna worry about it. I was gonna say, how do I know if I'm not, like, ignoring this girl is God-centered, or, you know.
Because if God put something in your life, you can't ignore it. So don't worry about that. And plus, you're 22 years old. You're too young to get married anyway. You got to get your life going first. You got to get your own play, get a job, save some money, and work on yourself. Right. And so right now, you don't need that in your life. You don't need that kind of trouble.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I ain't even looking. I just didn't want to mess up on that.
Yeah, don't even think about that for now, right?
Yeah.
That it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm at work.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, and go back to work.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome, buddy. Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, stay with the prayer, though. Stay with the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. Let them pass.
Of course. Of course. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. 888-775-3773. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Missouri. Scott out of Missouri. Scott, welcome to the show. Hey. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Glad I could get through to talk to you. I just wanted to share two things with you. First of all, you've been I was on this journey. It was the red pill journey years ago. I married a single woman, a single mom. I got with her 12 years ago, and it was absolute hell. And I'm a student of the word. I got a theology degree. I study the ancient Hebrew language, and I started really studying scripture and found that the red pill was onto something, and that there was a lot of truth. I started dominating and ruling over my family. I use that word loosely, but about 3.5-4 years ago, and my life completely changed. Started, you know, basically getting control over myself. And as I did that, I took control of my house and my wife. And I know you say don't marry single moms, but I do think they're redeemable. My wife has completely changed. She submits to me. She's crazy about me. We've got 8 children combined.
What do you mean by combined? You have 4. She has 4.
No, I had 3 prior, and she had 2 prior, and then we have 3 together.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You know, just like we are redeemable in our fallen state, I do think that even the single moms are redeemable. Would I ever recommend somebody to do that? No, I don't think it's optimal, or it's, you know, something to take on. But at the same time, I have watched my wife completely transform. I mean, she worries about taking care of me every day. She's attentive to me, but that was all because I changed. And, you know, the scriptures, if you look at them in the ancient Hebrew language, it actually says that women were designed to be like the man's gem. They were meant to oppose us. And through that opposition process, that actually brings about a stronger and better man. So he has to rule. He has to learn how to rule in order to become a true man.
When you say that your wife take care of you, she attentive to you, what is it that she's doing that you need?
Oh, it's nothing that I need. I think a man should need.
What is it that she's doing? Are you at work or something?
No. I'm pulled over here in a parking lot to talk to you.
What is it that your wife is doing that you need attention for?
Oh, no, I don't need attention. In fact, I don't believe a man should need anything.
When you say she's attentive to you, what do you mean?
Yes,
you say she takes care of you and she's attentive to you. What is it that she's doing that is attentive to you?
She wants to make sure that I've got food for all my meals. I own a business in Kansas City, and she's constantly making sure I've got food. She makes sure that she initiates pretty much all the contact between us. You know, I just go out, make the money, provide, protect for my family. I teach my wife and I teach my children, but all the other stuff, she makes sure that my clothes are taken care of.
Is she older than you?
No, she's 4 years younger than me. And that's important too, because I need to look up to you.
Is she working on overcoming her hell?
Yes, absolutely.
What is she doing?
I've been helping her through that.
What is she doing for herself to overcome it?
She forgave her father and mother. That's kind of been the missing key to really overcoming all this stuff. I mean, even with you, when I found you a few months ago, I was, life was just amazing. I mean, it was great. But when I found you, the forgiving my father and mother was the missing piece that kind of created the watershed moment where some transformation that's been going on the last few months has just been incredible. And what you say about thoughts, you know, it says the prince of the power of the air, that word air there translated in the Hebrew, if you take it back to the Hebrew, is actually thoughts. And it's absolutely amazing because I knew all this stuff, but then when I started listening to you, you were saying things that lined up with the scripture, like the effeminate man in 1 Corinthians 6:9. The word effeminate means raka, which means head covered. So a man who prays with his head covered, in other words, a man who prays with his wife and rulership over him, cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And you say that, but it's proof right there.
Amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
I'm glad that. Are you doing the silent prayer now?
No, actually, I have not started that, but I need to get into that. I've just been watching your videos. Like I said, I own my own business, so I chew through your videos. I probably have watched 100 of them in the last few months.
Well, make sure start doing the silent prayer, because you want to get to a point in life where you're no longer living in the illusion of the past or future. You want to stay present,
and
in being present, you will overcome all those thoughts. They will be taken away from you, and you just have the mind of God. You will no longer have the mind of evil.
And I already feel like that's happening now without even getting into the silent prayer. I used to be a guy who was in my head all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly in my head, and I find out now it's really strange, but I have like no stress. Like I literally do my job, and all I do is do my job, and there's no thoughts racing through my mind. There's no bombardment of you know, thoughts from the past or thoughts of the future. It's like it's just what's there, what I'm doing now, and it's been a completely transformative thing. And I've been teaching my kids, or my children, I should say. I've got two teenage boys, and I've been trying to teach them a lot of this stuff for the last few years. But this missing piece with the mother and the father thing is absolutely instrumental, and it's quite sad that the church doesn't teach a lot of this stuff that you're talking about. That the church doesn't teach it, because men, women, and children are all suffering as a result of it.
100%. That's why God said before you enter into the kingdom, you must forgive. You're not going to enter into the kingdom with an angry heart, because anger is evil.
Yeah, and that passage there actually talks about the father as well. It says that if you do not, you know, forgive your brother, you know, if you don't love your brother, how can you love God?
Yeah.
If you don't, it actually translates also into father. If you can't, because all brothers are fathers. And if you look at it, even there in the Strong's, basically saying that you can't love a father you can't see if you can't love the father that you do see.
Right on. And, well, Scott, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And again, do what you want, of course, but I want to encourage you. you got to practice now staying present at all times.
Okay.
You want to be aware of those thoughts 24 hours a day.
Absolutely.
And just simply be aware. Go about your day doing your practical things, working and whatever. But practice being present 24 hours a day by being aware of those thoughts.
Will do. Absolutely.
Amazing. Well, stay with it, man. I appreciate your call.
All right. Appreciate you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. That's the line open. Renee is out of Texas. Renee, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Hi. I spoke with you before. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous. I spoke with you before regarding my mother. You wanted me to forgive her.
Uh-huh.
And I texted her because me and her don't have really a good relationship. So I texted her and told her, you know, hey, can we talk? And she did not respond to me. So that following day, I called her and she didn't answer, but she did call me back. And I kind of, you know, told her what you say, you know, I'm sorry for how I treated you and things like that, my resentment towards you. But she was like, it's a little too late for that. And she kind of like hung up on me. So I didn't really feel anything after that, like that peace like most people feel, because I felt like I did it incorrectly. I didn't call her. I'm sorry, I didn't FaceTime her or I didn't meet up with her. So just trying to make sure if I did it correctly or I don't know.
Yeah, you did it perfectly. You did it on the way you could. You can't force someone to meet with you. You can't force someone to FaceTime. You had that conversation. So now let the anger go toward her or anyone, really, and just work on your life and move forward. Forget about her.
Okay. I feel like
you don't need that evil woman in your life, so move on. And, again, just don't resent her. Don't have anger toward her. She can't help herself, and you move on with your life. You'll be fine.
Okay, and I think I feel like I did it incorrectly in ways because I was, like apologizing, like, for myself. It wasn't really towards her, so I kind of felt like I didn't do it correct.
You apologized for resenting her?
That, and I was saying sorry for, you know, that we couldn't have a relationship, things like that. I felt like I was not saying it correctly.
No, you did fine. If when you admitted that you resented her and you realized you were wrong for doing that, you're on your way. You're doing fine. But what you're doing right now is you're listening to the devil telling you that, oh, you didn't do it exactly like Jesse said it. You didn't do it quite right. You did this. And you're believing the devil. Let those thoughts pass.
Okay.
Those thoughts are lying to you.
Okay.
And so don't try to approach her anymore. And you've already forgiven her. Move on. Have you forgiven your father as well?
Yes. I called him that next day. He was very excited to hear from me.
Yeah.
And he actually apologized to me, too, after I told him, you know.
Right on. Fathers love their sons and daughters. And when they leave the mother of the kids, not the children, but the mother makes you think they left you. So that's good. So now just live your life. Work on, do the silent prayer. Stay present. And move on with your life. Go to work, build yourself a house, have a bunch of children if you want, and just live your life.
Okay. I do have actually two boys, but I had them out of wedlock.
Oh, okay.
But I married my husband after that, so the babies are with someone else. And I know you speak on that a lot, so I don't really know how to handle that situation as well because
you
I feel said, like I have brought...
You say you, so you married a kid's father or a different man?
No, a different man.
Oh, okay. And what about it?
I just feel like before I watched your show after marrying him, so I feel like I brought some kind of anger in my household on how I act, how women act.
Right.
So I feel like he resented me, and he has, like, a hatred towards me as well.
Do you have any kids with him?
No, not yet.
Are you pregnant by him?
No.
Oh, well, you said not yet. I thought you... And so your question about that is what?
Since I married him and I already had children with someone else, I mean, do I still just live my life correctly? I guess I'm confused. Because, like I said, I hear you a lot talk about not having to not marry when you have kids with someone else or something like that.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you should never marry. I don't want to say never, but you should, a father or a mother should not marry someone else when they have little children, because the kids need the attention of that parent, and that parent tends to try to get attention from the person they are married to or living with, and the kids know it, and it just creates anger in the kids. How are your children feeling about this man you're married to?
We really never had a conversation. I have a 14-year-old and then 11-year-old.
And how do they act around him, and do they seem to be not liking him?
No, they love him.
Oh, okay. Well, right now, don't worry about it then. Just continue to work on you. Keep your eyes on you, and let the light guide you. You'll be fine.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I have not started it, no.
Why not?
No reason. I have no reason. I just haven't started it. I mean, I've seen the video. I just, when I sit down to try to do it, I get distracted.
In what way?
Like, it's maybe my children or my husband has asked me to do something, and then in the morning I'm, like, super busy trying to get my children to school and things like that, so don't really have time to myself to do it.
And so you can't, what time you wake up?
I get up around 5:45.
And so you can't wake up at 5 and do it?
I mean, I can.
Well, to do that then, you got to put this first. You must put seeking the truth first above all things, and the truth will guide you. And you do have time to do it. You're not that busy. You can wake up at 5 and do it for 10 or 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
So don't have an excuse. You have time for everything else, but you got to have time for first things first.
Okay. I appreciate you, Jesse.
Stay with it. Stay with it. So now all you need to do is start doing the silent prayer, wake up at 5, and then do it for 10, 15, 20 minutes at best, and get up and start your day. You're going to see your days will become amazing. It'll be easier than what you can even imagine.
Is it better just to do it in the morning and night, or just morning?
Do it in the morning when you first wake. Let's say you and your husband, you're in bed, right? And it's 5 a.m., and your husband's still asleep or gone or whatever. You lay there for a few minutes, look around you, open your eyes, look around the room, you know, notice you're there in bed, and then close your eyes and just become aware of those thoughts. If you don't have, if none come, just notice no thoughts, but don't worry about it. If you got a bunch of them, just watch them, but don't freak out. Don't say anything. Just watch them. If you get a few, just watch. And then get up and start your day. And you'll be, I'm telling you, everything is going to change automatically.
Okay. When you say watch your thoughts, what do you mean? Like,
you know how when you close your eyes, you can see a bunch of thoughts in your head about the past or the future, what you need to do or what you did not do, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch those and let them pass.
Okay.
Like you're watching a movie.
Mm.
And don't argue with it. Don't do anything about them. Just watch them.
Okay. Okay, I can do that.
How do you spell your name?
R-E-N-E-A.
Okay, R-E-N-E-A. Okay. All right, so just stay with her, Renee. I don't care what happens. If the whole world turn against you, or if the world is falling apart, you stay with it no matter what.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Morning.
Joe PR this past Friday answering last week's biblical question.
What was it?
Why is your life
one collision after another?
My life is one collision after another because I keep believing thoughts. At first answering the question, I thought, I don't have collisions. What the? But then I have doubts and believe the thought, what the? The devil is sneaky.
Yep.
I think I read that one, but it was good.
Every human being has collisions in their lives, and they may not realize these thoughts are collision and that they're listening to them, and they keep consulting with the thoughts. Thoughts tell them to do one thing, they do it. It doesn't work. Then it tells them to do another thing, and they'll do that, and it doesn't work. Or it may look like it's working for a minute, then it stops working. Then the thoughts tell them something else to do. One collision after another. You got to disobey thoughts. Thank you.
C-Bill, Five Coffees. It's known that men are leaving the workforce. Guess what, men? Your jobs are being replaced by illegal immigrants.
And by women.
Laughing face scrunched.
And by women. Amazing. Thank you.
You're getting a preview of what's to come under the Harris administration. L.M. blank O.
Amazing. Thank you.
Laughing his. Sion bought a coffee. Oh. We got.
Let me take a break. 2 more hours to go. The hate news and not the fake news is coming up right now. And I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. 888-77-JESSE.
That are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Devastation with the hurricane and the storm surge and major flooding. Like 100 people killed down in the beautiful South in America. What a mess. And peace in the Middle East. Not. And other stuff going on. The vice presidential debate is tomorrow evening. 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern, guys. The vice presidential debate, J.D. Vance versus Tim Walz. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, September 30th, last day of the month, by the way. The rent's due, or your mortgage or whatever, or time to collect, right? JLP will be right back, guys. The lines are full. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports port workers, so-called workers, from Maine to Texas are threatening a major strike. In other words, not to work. They're threatening not to work this week. That could disrupt the flow of popular products into the United States. Consumers wouldn't necessarily feel the impacts immediately, but experts say that a long port strike could eventually cause shortages of chocolate, booze, which is to say alcohol, and fruit, including bananas and cherries. What a mess, huh? And Helene's damage. The southeastern United States grappling with widespread devastation after Tropical Storm Helene, made landfall this past Thursday as the strongest hurricane on record to slam into Florida's Big Bend region and tore through multiple states, killing at least 95 people. 95 millions still without power. Authorities warn electricity could be a week away or longer in some areas. In the Carolinas, North and South Carolina, days of unrelenting flooding have turned roads into waterways. It's like halfway up or more of the buildings. It's crazy. Left many without basic necessities and strained state resources. The so-called president, Crooked Joe Biden, he will visit some of the affected communities later this week. Quote, as soon as it will not disrupt emergency response operations. So said the Black on the Inside White House on Sunday. Middle East. Israeli airstrikes hit an intersection of the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Is it Beirut or Beirut? Today, the first time the strikes have landed within the city limits since October 7th. The attack comes days after Israel assassinated Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. In recent weeks, Israel has expanded their attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon and the Houthis in Yemen, stoking fears of a regional war as Hezbollah pledged to continue fighting despite losses in its senior ranks. Crooked Joe Biden, you know, the so-called president of America, said he is working like H.E. double toothpicks. Working like, don't say this, kids, but hell, so says he, with allies to prevent an all-out war in the Middle East. Before Nasrallah's killing, the Hezbollah leader, Israeli Prime Minister-based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, he brushed off a ceasefire proposal brokered by the phony United States so-called leadership right now. Nice. And the vice presidential debate. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is the nominee for the Demon Rats, and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance for the Republicans are gearing up for a high-stakes debate Tuesday, 5 weeks before Election Day, by the way, just over a month away. The Walz-Vance matchup may be the last debate of the 2024 election. Unprecedented in modern presidential campaigns, with our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, rejecting calls from the phony vice president, cackling Kamala Harris, to agree to a second meeting, including one proposed by Commie Nonsense Network for October 23rd. With a tight race entering the closing stretch and early voting underway in several states, at least a few, the running mates showdown Tuesday in New York promises to be one of the last major opportunities to make the case for their respective tickets. The debate will be hosted by far-left extremist CBS and will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, Tuesday. That's 6 Pacific, 8 Central. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, brand new biblical question for this week. And if you missed yesterday's fellowship, we discussed it briefly. You can podcast yesterday's fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/show, and you can listen to what we had to say, the discussion of the last week, biblical question, why is your life one collision after another one? This week, it's a doozy. Rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? This week, It's a doozy. And really, Mamma Mia, all the biblical courses are amazing. It's for those who want to overcome. It's not for everyone. If you don't want it, don't take it. Walk away. Turn away and stay in your hell. Brand new biblical question. Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtake you? Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you? Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you? Isn't that like an amazing question? You can listen to the show if you are busy doing something. You can't sit and watch it. You can podcast, of course, but you can be listening no matter where you are or what you're doing. Anywhere in the whole wide world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama if you're white, and everybody and they mama if you're black. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the second hour of Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What the? It's Monday, and every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Female Monday. Let me go quickly to Justin, a first-time caller out of Florida. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
I had a spiritual question that I wrote down for you. Is it wrong of me avoid church, want my kids to go and be saved?
Repeat that.
My spiritual question, Jesse, is it wrong of me to avoid church but want my kids to go and be saved?
What does it mean to go to church and be saved?
Well, from my understanding, from what I grew up, and I could be wrong, to go to church and be saved would be not only going like every Sunday and giving thanks to God and, you know, being among like-minded folks that are also, you know, serving, but being baptized and just overall trying to get into the kingdom of heaven.
Did that work for you?
No, because I'm a sinner, and I stopped going to church because I didn't want to disappoint God and live in hypocrisy.
And so it didn't work for you when you were trying it, right?
Yes, but I could honestly say, too, at the same time, in my younger years, because I've been avoiding church for so long, that I really didn't take church or God seriously until I had my kid. And now it's like I've been going, and every now and again, and it's like I feel good when I go, but I look at it for my daughter. It's like I want her to be better off than I am.
How old is your daughter?
She's 6 months. And
so you only have one child?
At the moment. We've got another one coming on the way.
So why are you thinking about church for your children now they're so young? I mean, your child's so young.
Well, I was about that young, too, when I was introduced into the church. My family grew up in a Pentecostal church, and I figured, you know, if that was the traditional way of upbringing kids into church, you know, why break tradition?
I got you. And so you say you go to church sometimes now?
Yeah, sometimes now.
And is it helping you now?
It does. Like, it makes me feel good, and I have a different outlook on life than, as you would like to say, the hell that you live in. And it's really given me a different outlook on life as a whole since I've been going back and finding out that the people that also do come to church are kind of like-minded and also sinners of themselves.
And so... have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
I told her I forgave her.
And what did she say?
That she's thankful, but still to this day she likes to apologize for how she raised me, but I tell her, you know, you just did the best you could with what you knew while you were 20 when you had me.
And did you forgive your father for not protecting you from her?
No.
And why not?
He really wasn't around in the beginning. Now I would say me and him have a better relationship, but as far as, 100%, oh, I forgave you or whatnot. I could say, like, I moved on from it. It doesn't bother me, but, like, to say, like, oh, like, all is forgiven and done, it's kind of hard to wrap my mind around, to be honest with you.
It's hard to wrap your mind around forgiving your father?
Just on that end.
I'm sorry?
I mean, if I'm wrong, I'd like you to tell me, like, how wrong I am, because... I also can admit, you know, sometimes my thinking is very wrong and sometimes ignorant.
How will you love God if you don't love your earthly father?
That's a good question. I have not thought about that. Oof. Little bomb you hit me with there. Gee, that's a great question, and I'm kind of stumped. You got me, Jesse.
And so what does that say to you now?
Not that it's pointless, but that I got to do better. I'm going to have to call my father after I'm done with you and forgive him.
Because you're never going to get to the Father unless you go through the Son. And your father represents the Son of God. He may have been a weak one, or he may have been lost, but he's still the Son of God. And if you don't love the Son, you're never going to love the Father.
Understood.
And so as far as your kid, you don't even need to be thinking about your kids going to church. You just need to work on you, and you will become the light for your family, and your kids will become whatever you are. And so don't think about church. Your kid's just a little baby. They don't need church right now. They just need you to be right, to be of love.
Understood, Jesse. Sorry, I don't mean to be all emotional on the phone.
No, that's fine. I understand it. I understand it. So forget about the church for your kids. You just work on you. Forgive your father. Do the silent prayer. Stay present with God. And he will work through you and your kids will be fine.
Yes,
you,
sir.
You are the church for your children.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what that means?
Your body is the temple of God. And inside of that body, that house, is where God dwells. That God is there. Christ is there. And the teacher is there, the Holy Spirit. And as long as you live from there, your kids will be fine and you will be fine. Church is set up to fellowship and edify one another. But most churches don't know how to do that. They just sing and dance and read the Bible and then hoop and holler and go home and they're still the same. But
I agree.
Yeah, so that's just a waste of time and a building of the ego. But your body is where God is, and you'll be fine if you live from there.
Understood. I've been watching you for a little bit, and I absolutely love the morals and the knowledge you teach and drop. And me as a young man, being able to witness, you know, you giving this truth out to people, and for free at that, you know, is amazing. And you know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to call you and have that question answered.
Yeah, don't worry about the church for them. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm going to join the silent prayer later, yes.
Yeah, start doing that and stay with it so you can stay present instead of living in your head about the past or the future. That's where Satan dwells. Satan dwells in an illusion of the past or the future. God dwell in right now. He's always right here, right now, 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 now. He's always now. And so you want to practice keeping your mind with now so that God can guide you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Jesse, for your time.
You're welcome.
I'm going to continue to watch your show. Stay blessed and keep teaching these people the amazing knowledge you have.
I will. And thank you. And you stay with it. Let me know how it goes.
Will do, sir.
Amazing. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Carl, a first-time caller out of Nevada. Carl, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just going on Carl. There, point and click, getting in there, talk about www.doesn't call me.
Carl, it sounds like you out somewhere. It's not clear. I'm gonna let Darren talk to you about your phone. And tell him he can't be promoting anything. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Sion bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. This is from Friday. Aw, Jesse, left eye is barely open. Hanks will put all the blacks in the plantation if he becomes in charge of the police department. I feel so cringe when a man gets ordered at the job by our female boss. It's like he's afraid and his face is all puppy who's in trouble. Puppy eyes or spiral eyes. Ew, not manly at all. Thank you, Sion.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sounds like three or four or five different thoughts in one.
Yeah, so I'm totally confused.
Yeah.
She said, Jesse, left eye is barely open.
From Friday, I don't know.
What?
Looks open to me.
Looks open to me, too. And what was the second thing?
Hanks will put all the blacks on the plantation if he becomes in charge of the police department? Question mark.
That's true. No, <I'm
not>. And then men getting ordered around by their female bosses, and then he's afraid of them.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Thank you, Sia. Not quite real clear, but it's early. And I understand it.
It was Friday after a long week.
Right. Thank you, Sia.
King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee. Hey, Tony. Tony from California called in on Friday, I guess.
Tony said, let the woman lead.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't even know what to say.
Indeed. He says, put the fentanyl down and perk your ears up for a minute. Whisper this. Oh, Kamala Harris is not black. She is Irish Hindu. Have a nice day. Thank okay. you, King Alphander.
Thank you. Amazing.
Zach bought a coffee. The majority of people in this world are possessed and are harboring evil spirits inside their bodies. How can we cast away these demonic entities if we are possessed? Thanks.
Thank you. All human beings are possessed. Every man, every woman. There's not one that's not. And there's a handful, 5%, give or take, that's working on overcoming it. But most people don't know that they're possessed. They think that they are their thoughts and their feelings, and they thrive on it. And it brings nothing but misery, a fake good feeling for a minute, and then it's down, and then a fake good bad feeling, and then back up to the fake good. All both are evil. So all human beings, all, I don't care who you are and where you are, what language, every human being must be born again if they want to be free. They got to overcome the nature of their imagination, the darkness. Amazing. Thank you.
Chris on X, the Black Panther, checking in with JLP.
Hey, Chris.
Good to see you, man.
Chris was on the FallenState.tv. Did an amazing job. Check him out. Good morning, Chris. Amazing.
C-Bill, three coffees. Tony from California is just like Mama. He has the mindset of a liberal woman. Beta, beta. Laughing face sideways.
Can you imagine a male saying, well, let the woman lead. My will, let the woman lead. The man screwed us. My will. What? That doesn't even make sense. I don't even understand that. I do understand it because I understand the spirit behind it, but my country is gone. It's gone. Ain't no use in praying for it no more. It's gone. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That handyman with a rumble rant this past Friday, the high-speed rail in California took tens of thousands of acres from white farmers. Maze's evil heart is why America is gone. Maze called in on Friday, too, or sometime.
So what's going on?
The high-speed rail in California took tens of thousands of acres by land grab from white farmers up and down California.
Really? And then what about Maze?
Maze's evil heart is why America is gone.
Did she say something about that or something?
I forget what she's always talking about white people and stuff. CWPs, Caucasian white people.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, that handyman.
Yeah.
Someone bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. My son is 18 and is not looking for a job. He stays quiet, says it is going well when I ask him about his job hunting. I have a growing startup business, and he works well with me when we have a job. He is interested in going to school and is registering for college. Should I support him through college, or do I need to kick him out of the house?
Do what you want, but I recommend if you want to go to college, let him get a job and pay his own way through college. You should not do what you want, but you're hurting him by letting him stay with you with no job and talking about going to college. Again, you got to let him start making it on his own. You're not going to always be around to take care of him. And if you keep him down now, he's going to be kept down the rest of his life. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone with your three coffees. Charlesse bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, a guy hijacked a bus in Atlanta a few months ago as well. You reported on the hijacking in L.A.?
It happened a lot in L.A.
Don't know whether you covered it, but it was a very wild story. Everywhere there are Democrats, especially black Democrats, these things are happening.
And rhino Republicans, they're allowing it too. Be not deceived. Rhino Republicans are one with the Democrats. They are not for us. Believe me. But you're right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Elizabeth, five coffees. Buenos dias, Jesse. Dímelo.
Si.
Que lo que?
Chelote.
Answer to the biblical question from last week.
why is your life one collision after another?
My life was once one collision after another when I had anger. Once I forgave and let the anger go and began to do the silent prayer, then I noticed the collisions stopped. Now I am conscious, staying present, trusting God with all my heart, soul, and might, and I have no more collisions. Bendiciones para ti y todo tu equipo.
Sí. Gracias.
Blessings for you and your whole team.
Thank you. Like you too. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Shout out to last week's top contributors on DLive, Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Misty, Kid Combo 1, Groovy Monkey, GG Cash, Cactus Eater Bear, and Army Ann. Thank you guys and gals for the support.
Amazing. Thank you.
And
nice.
That's that for the Friday Super Chats.
They don't want to play the apply.
I'm waiting for James to finish talking about which Super Chats he's finishing, because he's just doing Friday.
That's that for the Friday Super Chats.
Oh.
And Sunday and Monday.
Nice.
Coming next.
We'll come back to that. Amazing. Thank you all very, very much. Let me go to Jennifer out of Colorado. Jennifer, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Jennifer?
Yes, can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Are there some people in the background? Are you radio on or something?
Oh, no, I'm watching your show on Rumble. I'm sorry. I forgot to turn it down. I wasn't expecting to be on that quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So I heard a guy, Justin, call earlier, and it kind of reminded me because I grew up in a really messed up situation with my dad and my stepmom. My dad put me in a situation where it wasn't a very good situation, and I forgive, and my dad still doesn't, I mean, he said he wants to have a relationship with me, but he really, I don't know if he does or not, because he don't talk to me or nothing. So technically, I just took that as a loss, and I told him I forgave him, and that's the last time that he had talked to me. And I don't understand it, because I've grown up a lot. I'm 3 years sober from drugs, and I'm trying to be and have my best life right now with my husband and our four children. And I listen to your shows because it really helps me to understand more, and my husband also, you know, he leads me in the right directions, and he's there when I need him. And I see this as, because I forgave my dad, like, I'm getting more and more blessings every day, I guess you could say.
And so your question for me is what?
Oh, it was about, like, do you think because I forgave him, he stopped talking to me?
I don't know, but I would highly recommend that you not even think about that at all. You have forgiven him, forget about him, and now forget about him and move on with your life. You have your own family, and you don't need him at all.
All right. Well, thank you, Jesse, for the advice.
Just don't be angry at him. But don't worry about calling him. Don't think about how he feels about you. You move on and just work on you and take care of your family. Did you forgive your mother?
Yeah, I forgive my mom.
Right on. Are you doing the silent prayer now?
Yes.
Well, just make sure you stay with that, and then practice staying out of your head about the past or the future and that kind of mess.
Yeah, I forgive. And my grandma, she always taught me to forgive and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yep.
And I keep up with the Ten Commandments and stuff. So.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, do the silent prayer and take care of your family. And just in your heart, wish your father well, but move on and forget about him.
All right. Thank you.
I wish you well, Jennifer.
Thank you. You too.
All right. 888-773-773-888. What a mess. 77 Jesse. Ty is from Louisiana. Ty, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Tell you, Jesse.
Hey, Ty.
How you doing? Great show today.
All is well. Thank you.
I kind of feel like one of the reasons why I love your show so much is that I really relate to your teachings, but also the people that call in, I can see myself in them. And this morning's kind of been a lot about the silent prayer and how to do it properly, I guess. I just wanted to tell you about my experience with it. I do the silent prayer pretty regularly, but it's mostly just when I'm going throughout my day and I realize the thoughts are kind of becoming overwhelming. So I kind of go into that prayer wherever I'm at, and then it sort of dissipates from there. But you tell people to keep going and stay with it. I feel like I'm at a point right now where I feel like it's just getting hard, and want to turn back. Do you know what the word nihilism means?
No.
The definition is a viewpoint that traditional values and beliefs are unfolded and that existence is senseless and useless. And so I feel like instead of hearing from God more, it's like I've kind of come into that world where nothing matters anymore. And if you say we're supposed to be still and know God, how do we know God if we don't listen to our thoughts? And how does God communicate with you? Is it a feeling?
Amazing question. Hold on to your little nihilism and let me take a break.
Sure.
Let me take a quick break. A very interesting question. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, thehakereport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he back at 11 a.m. today and every day, Monday through Thursday, Joel Friday TV. And at 2 p.m., oh, we don't have Punchin' TV. I know that. Don't we supposed to have like a guest on there or something? Yeah. Do we have the announcement for it?
Well, announcement? When you say, yeah, there's basically a, we're going to have a guest on Punchin' TV today at 2 p.m. live.
What am I supposed to say? Who is it?
Susanna Weiss.
Okay. At 2 p.m. Huh?
Sorry, go on.
At 2 p.m. Pacific time, Punchin' TV, and there's a guest, and you don't want to miss this. Susanna White, and she was on the Father State, I think a couple times, and she's going to be on Punchin' TV today at 2 p.m. Watch this.
Nothing to play for that.
Oh, that's before? Oh, Lord. Okay. At 2 p.m. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. All right, so that's the lineup for today. Get ready. I want to go back to Ty out of Louisiana. So, Ty, if you could restate your question for me, I would appreciate it. Ty?
That. Yes.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was asking how you push through the roadblocks, like on the spiritual journey with the silent prayer. When I feel like I'm trying to know God, as you say, but it's just real quiet, and I feel like instead of I almost feel like I knew God more when I was a Bible thumper several years ago, but I didn't have real peace, and then right when I started listening to you about a year ago, I started to feel the freedom that I didn't have to obey my thoughts. So I'm just asking how you know the voice of God now, if you can't listen to your, or you shouldn't trust your thoughts. How do you know when God is communicating with you to take the next step?
You would know when you realize that you don't know God and that you have never known him. And back in the days when you thought you knew him, you did not know him. You just into your head with ideas and imagination about God, but you have never known him. You knew him as a little kid, baby kid, before you were traumatized, but you have never known him. And so when you let go of the idea that you know God, then you will know him. You will recognize his voice. And you will know him when you can admit that you don't know him.
Okay. So my next question would be, a lot of Bible thumpers that I kind of came up with, they really put the Bible as like a concrete, like they can lean on the Bible as though it is God, you know, and it's like a guide for them. But I don't see that that's your teaching. You know, I kind of feel like I don't even know if I trust the Bible anymore. So just kind of I need something to fill up the space that my old religion had.
Beautiful.
And don't really know what else to do.
Do nothing. Leave the space empty. The Bible thumpers, the people who enter the Bible, they have fulfilled the space of God with knowledge. And all they have is empty knowledge, and they have no peace. I promise you, they are miserable, they are angry, they are lost, they are lonely, they are suicidal, they are gossip, they try to get revenge, they are jealous, they have no peace at all, and all they have is empty knowledge about God, but they don't know him at all. You, now that space is empty, do not fulfill that empty space with anyone or anything, and the Father will fulfill that for you, and you will know the Father. Leave your glass empty, and He will fulfill it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep listening. I'll keep at it, but I know this is a lot of, we've kind of been going over the same conversation all morning, but if I can leave you with this one verse that I heard, and then you can move on. But Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And I feel like that is kind of what you say. I don't know if you ever heard that verse.
I promise you, and without a doubt, not because of somebody else said or anything, if you stay present instead of lost in your head in this false illusion about the past or the future, but just stay present, then you will have perfect peace. But if you go into the imagination, thinking about the past or the future, or what you think you want or don't want, and thinking that you know God and don't know God, you're never going to have perfect peace. You got to stay present rather than going into this illusion. The imagination is an illusion. There's nothing real about it at all. And that's why the Prince of Darkness and all his little helpers work overtime to keep you in time rather than allow you to be in now. God and the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now, all the time.
Yeah.
This emptiness that you're starting to feel, like nothing matters, and the things I used to be interested in, I am no more, I'm not no more anymore, or I don't care about being around folks, if I do, fine, if I don't. That's where you want to be, because you're overcoming the world. You're overcoming the imagination. And you're going to have perfect peace. If you stay with it, you're going to have the kingdom of heaven right here on earth inside of you. There's another life. There's another way to live. There is the real kingdom inside of you. And you are on your way to living in that rather than the illusion of the world.
Sure. I wanted to ask about lost creativity, like you had said, you know, or I was saying that I don't really care much about what's going on right now. It's like I lost my creativity. I used to write, you know, words and music and build things, and now I don't see any reason to. So I hope I get past this. I'm just wondering if you experienced that at any point.
If you feel like writing, sit down and write, but don't write to get an ego feeling or false identity from it. If you feel like building, build, but not to get a sense of life from it. A building is just a building. Writing is just writing. Do not call it you. Don't be happy or sad about it. Just do it and let it happen naturally.
Before, I feel like when I did write, that's why I was doing it. You know, that was almost what drove me. And now that that's gone, I don't have anything driving it because, you know, maybe like original art wants to point back at the artist like, oh, this guy is special. He did that. And that's what I was aiming for.
Yeah.
Realizing now it was mostly ego driven.
Yes.
And so now feeling the ego die. Maybe just getting older. Also, when it comes to art and expressing yourself, I'm a middle-aged white man. Like, our world is not listening to middle-aged white men right now, you know? So I don't know what to say. I almost don't want to express myself to this world anymore.
Well, don't worry about that. You just, if you have the talent to write, it's from God. He's giving you the ability to write and to create art. Just let it happen and don't worry about who will accept it, who will not. it would be the right persons will, the right person or people will see it and they will accept it. Don't have this in your mindset that white people are not being listened to. You're coming from a different place now. You're coming from a life within. And then within, somebody else is in control of that, not Satan. So you'll be fine.
All right. So, I appreciate you, Jesse.
Yeah, just use your talent and write and create. And don't worry about who will or will not accept or see it. That's not your concern. But you use your talent if God has given it to you to do it. And be grateful for it. And do it. And do it with a sense of appreciation.
Thy will be done, I guess. Whatever he wants me to do, we'll see.
And you're going to write and create like you've never done before, because now it would be natural rather than ego-driven.
I hope so. I hope so. Thank you, Jesse.
And you stay with it, man, no matter what. You stay with watching, stand present, and letting life happen.
I'm on my way.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you all, y'all.
You're welcome. 888-775-3773. Let me go to, there's one line open. Let me go to Gary, our first-time call out of California. Gary, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. What a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
I can't tell you how much you've helped me in my life, but especially the last couple of years. I lost my son to fentanyl about 2 years ago.
How old was he?
And he was 27.
May his soul rest in peace.
Thank you. And I'm sober, and I got sober a few months before that happened. And I remain sober. I'm still sober. But I was having such a hard time with the guilt. Like, you know, I didn't do things right. You know, every parent makes a ton of mistakes raising their kids and everything. And what had happened was I started listening to you. And I forgave my parents. I did the silent prayer. And when I forgave my parents, I realized that I, you know, because I realized that they did the best they could. And I really realized that in my heart. Because I've got good, I know you say nobody's good, but I got good parents, you know. But
What the?
So I was thinking, you know, man, I look back and I did the best I could at the time with my son.
Yes.
And I started to cut myself a lot of slack.
Right on.
And that guilt would keep me in bed sometimes for days, like, you know, 6 months to a year later. And once I started to forgive myself, you know, I forgave my parents, I forgave myself, and I've been free, man. Here's
right
the thing
on.
That's bothering me lately.
Yes.
Right? I've been really judgmental on a good friend of mine. And I can realize that it's my ego, because I'm watching him blow up his life through his thoughts. You know, I used to have these thoughts and I would follow them, like, oh, you need a girlfriend. And then I would go out and search for a girlfriend.
Yep.
And then it would be like the wrong woman.
Yep.
And I'm watching him just implode his life. And he asks me, you know, what should I do? And I try to tell him to listen to you. He's watched you a couple times, but he doesn't listen. And I'm watching his life just get worse and worse and worse, because he listens to every thought. And I'm really judgmental. Like, I'm like, I don't even want to call him anymore, because he's not, it's like, he's not listening. But, and I care about him, but I don't want to be judgmental, because I know that's just my ego.
Right.
You know, but it's like, I'm stuck there. I've been stuck there for a couple weeks now, very judgmental. And how do I get through that?
By just watching those thoughts. Just watch. Now that you're aware that those thoughts are trying to make you judge, just know that it's not you. And when you speak to him, do not give him any advice unless he asks for it. And then
right.
You give him your best advice. And if he doesn't take it, be done with giving him advice and just let him suffer. He has a right to live a screwed up life. and you don't have a right to try to do anything about it.
Right. Okay.
So just let,
that makes sense.
Yeah, just let him suffer. He has a right to be wrong. And if you notice, God leaves him right in his hell, in his misery, and God let him pick the wrong woman every time, let him make the wrong decisions every time, because God is not going to interfere with anyone that doesn't want to change. So you should be the same way. Don't judge him. He loves his misery.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to be miserable anymore.
Right.
I don't want that misery anymore.
But he does, though, it sounds.
Yeah.
So don't judge him. He has a right to be that way. And if you don't want feel like talking to him, you don't have to. But just don't judge him. If you want to talk to him, talk to him. Don't judge him. But
right,
do not.
I was the same way. I was exactly the same way. That's why him and I got along so well. We would laugh at stuff like that, like laugh at our stupid mistakes over and over again in life.
Yes.
And I can see a big change in myself.
So
I'm starting to change.
Be grateful that you can see and wish him well, but do not try to force anything upon him. Don't give him any advice unless he asks. And then if he asks, and then he doesn't take it, then you stop giving him advice. Don't give him any more.
Okay. That's where I'm at now. I just got to, because he asks, but then, you know, he actually gets upset with me.
Why?
You know, I don't believe in that Jesse Lee Peterson stuff. You can believe in it. I don't believe in it.
So then,
I said, okay. Well,
right. So, then, okay, don't ask for advice then. I won't give you any advice.
Right. Okay. Well, I got to tell you,
just
thank you.
You're welcome. And watch those thoughts that try to, because it's the thoughts that try to put him down in your imagination. Say, oh, look at him. He's still this. He's still that.
And they're not my thoughts.
Right. Yeah. They're not your thoughts at all. Not one iota. And then the thought.
I have to be reminded that.
The thought give you things to think about concerning him. And then the thought tell you, oh, you're judging him. You look at you. You think you're better. You're judging
him. Right.
But so you still believe in those thoughts. They're not real. They're lying to you.
Right. Okay.
As long as you're not angry at him, the sign of judgment is when you're angry at someone for the way they are, or they don't want the truth, or this. If you become angry at a person for being what they are, then you're judging. But to think about it, those are thoughts. That's not you.
Okay.
What a mess.
What a mess. You brought so much joy into my life and so much peace. I can't tell you. I'm a truck driver, so I've got you on 3 hours a day, every day.
I appreciate
that. And then I listen to church on Sunday. So,
right on. Well, you
you're
stay
awesome,
with
Jesse. Thank you.
You stay with it. I cannot find the words to express to you the joy, the perfect peace that will come upon you if you stay with this. You stay with the prayer. You watch the thoughts. If you catch yourself lost in a thought, don't judge. Just come back to the present. Realize, oh, I was in a thought. No big deal. If you have to do that 1,000 times a minute or a day, if you just stay with it, there are no words to express the joy, the peace that will overtake you, the simplicity to life that will naturally overtake you. And you will live through it, and you will have nothing to do with it, but it will have control of you.
No, that's great to know. I've had glimpses of it since I've been listening to you and since I did the silent prayer and forgave my parents.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had moments of that peace. But I want to thank you. I can't thank you enough. So
you're welcome.
What you teach works so well with the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, like what you teach.
Nice.
It works so well.
Right on.
So thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, Gary. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what, if the whole world turn against you, if your wife, your kids, your mama, your cat, your dog, everybody turn against you, you stay with it. They can't help themselves.
I will.
All right.
I guarantee it. I'll check in with you later.
Absolutely. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Jesse.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super. Super chat.
James bought a coffee on Sunday. I have hope for our country and myself because I know God always wins.
Hope is for dope. You want to know. You don't want to hope. Hope is for dope. But I wish you well. I understand what you mean. I know what you're saying. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Thanks, Jesse and crew. Hake and Hake is beta back.
Babe. Babe. Thank you.
Someone else bought a coffee. No message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Someone bought three coffees. It's been just over a year since I've forgiven. It's interesting to me how I've changed. I may not know who I am all the time, but I also barely remember who I was.
Absolutely.
So the thoughts come and go. Sometimes they take me, sometimes they don't. Either way, I have no opinion about it. Almost like the thoughts are now subject to me. How beautiful it is once you forgive. Thank you.
That's deep. You fill my life with so much joy. I can hardly remember how I was before. I know sometimes we disagree, but I still know I love you and you love me. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Quick break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. Be back in a moment.
On this side of heaven, I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Super chat.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two. There was a chemical plant fire. Did you guys hear about that? In the state of Georgia, in the United States, not to be confused with the country. What a mess. And SpaceX saving the day. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, September 30th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be back in the third hour of Female Monday to your calls. Men and women are welcome to call in. The ladies get special priority today. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And then Joelle Friday TV. And then a live special episode of Punchy TV with a special guest co-host and a special guest. That should be interesting. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Punchy TV is at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Central, 5 Eastern. Punchy TV on YouTube. Nice. Kami Nonsense Network, CNN reports a reaction following a fire at a Georgia chemical plant on Sunday. Forced evacuations, shelter-in-place advisories, and interstate road closures. Major fire. The blaze broke out on the roof of Biolab, capital B-I-O, capital L-A-B, all one word, in Conyers, Georgia, about 30 miles east of Atlanta. Officials say a malfunctioned sprinkler head came in contact with a water-reactive chemical and produced a plume. The fire was put out Sunday evening, but the smoke may be visible for several days, or at least a few, maybe several. officials said, adding that the air quality surveys revealed the harmful irritant chlorine emitting from the facility. What a mess, huh? Who knew that water could cause such a problem, reacting with other chemicals? And SpaceX, after their week-long journey turned into a months-long stay on the ISS, International Space is Real Station, the two Boeing Starliner astronauts are now within reach of the spacecraft that will eventually bring them home. The SpaceX, not to be confused with Boeing, SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule, chosen by NASA, which does not mean lies. I checked the fact check. If you believe the liberal fact checkers, it does not mean lies, which I believe them in this case, to carry the astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore back to Earth after their Boeing Starliner spacecraft was deemed too risky for a crewed return. The SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule has arrived at the space station. The vehicle, on a mission called Crew-9, docked at the ISS about 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday. Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore expected to return home no earlier than February. And we're in what? We're in September. Tomorrow's the 1st of October. All of October, all of November, all of December, all of January. More than four months, even though that SpaceX ship is right there. What a mess. So we wish them well, right? Don't get bored. Or if you do get bored, don't get antsy. If you do get antsy, suffer. Anyway, this is bad news. America's Greyhound bus stations, I don't know if it's bad news, are disappearing, though. I took a Greyhound one time, maybe more than once. Chicago is on the verge of losing their only intercity, meaning between cities, bus terminal. Its closure could threaten access, communist buzzword, for low-income and elderly travelers with few other transportation options. Thanks a lot, Obama, Biden, Kamala Harris, lamos, destroying the economy so that we don't have our Greyhounds anymore that travel from city to city and upstates and stuff like that. Crazy, huh? And rest in peace to Kris Kristofferson. He died at his home in Maui, Hawaii. He was a singer, songwriter, and actor at tender age of 88. Gone too soon. We wish him and his family well. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, a doozy. Listen up. Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you?
do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you? Do you recognize that when it happens? Do ya? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, no matter what you're doing and where you are, you're trying to be a part of the DEI program. You try to get a job knowing that you're not qualified, but because of your color, or male or female, right? But not qualified. If you're doing drugs, if you are robbing somebody right now to get some money to get some drugs, if you're on fentanyl, if you're selling fentanyl, if you having a withdrawal thing happening from fentanyl, no matter what you're doing, or you just sit up in church reading the Bible, in the Word, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast the show, and then you can listen to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. You could be listening to that to this show live even if you hate white people, even if you love some people but hate the rest, even if you don't love your neighbor, even if you don't love all people, or you do love all people, you've learned the lesson that the right way is to love all, even your enemy. You can be listening to the show, all right? Anywhere in the world. Even if you're having a panic attack right now, you can be listening to the show. Isn't that amazing? By calling 605-615-4131, and then you can podcast later. Podcast the show. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. You fill my life with so much joy. I can hardly remember how I was before. Amazing. I know sometimes we disagree, but I still know I love you and you love me. With you and me and the Lord above, we have serenity. We have serenity. Amazing. It is Monday. And every Monday is and always will be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. I love irritating men, she says.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
Yeah.
We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. I want to quickly show you a man from the old school. I spoke about him yesterday at our fellowship. And I said in the fellowship, I want this man to be my daddy, my earthly daddy. But I'm playing about that. I love my earthly daddy. And I will always love my earthly father. But this man that I'm about to show you sounds like he's from the old school. And he taught his sons and daughters to be even better than he is. And he appreciate that now. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I had, you know, I want to interview Elon Musk and Donald Trump and all that. But then a friend of mine, Francisco, sent me this interview of Elon Musk's daddy, his father, earthly father. I didn't even know Elon Musk had a daddy. I knew he had one, but I didn't know, you know, I had never thought about him. I had not thought about him. And so this weekend, I saw this interview of Elon Musk, father. And I'm like, now I understand Elon better. It was what I thought was an amazing conversation. And it wasn't like spiritual, deep kind of thing that he appeared. He didn't appear to try to be. He was just having a regular conversation, answering questions that were asked of him. And it was amazing. So I wanted to share just a couple of those sound bites with you. Elon, here's where Elon was on a show called Disruptive Podcast. And Elon's father, his father was on the show. And Elon's father's race, he talked about his relationship and his desire to be for his children to do better than him. Why is this?
So, I mean, do you have a good relationship with Elon?
Oh, yes. No, I have a very good relationship with Elon. Elon and Kimball bought me a Bentley. That's very nice of them. I didn't really ask for it, but I really like it. But they have their own lives. I don't interfere in their lives. I do give them advice. The boys, Elon and Kimball, grew up with me until they left school. So my daughter lived with their mother, but was also with us most of the time on holidays. So, yeah, I have a very good relationship with them. The kind of relationship that I would like to have is what I have. I can't imagine having children who do less well than I did. I mean, I think that's the worst thing that can happen to a father is your sons especially do worse than you did. I mean, you want your sons to do better than you did.
Amazing. That's the old school mentality. So apparently the daughters went to live with the mother and the sons went to live with him after they broke up. He and his wife broke up, I guess. And he wanted his sons and daughter to do better than him, to have a better life. Do you remember the good old days when your parents prepared you for that? They didn't know what better life you're going to have, which way you're going to go, but they prepared you. They taught you to work. They taught you to be an independent thinker. They taught you to be free and go out there and deal with the world. And you can't go wrong when that happens. He taught his sons to be that way. He looked like Elon, or Elon looked like him, and he sounded like him. I didn't know Elon even had a daddy. And so when I saw that, I'm like, oh, well, this makes sense. And in that interview, he talks about how when Elon was a teenager, how much money he made from building rockets and things like that. And Hake is coming in because I got to ask Hake about another man that this man mentioned. And he made such a profound point about it. It made me think all weekend and wonder about it. So that's what he's talking about. He wanted his sons to be better than him. Elon bought him a Mercedes. No, a Rolls Royce. He didn't ask for it. He just bought it. Elon's father on his experience living in South Africa included an incident where he shot three people in self-defense with two bullets. Here's the first soundbite.
You know, I live in South Africa. We don't have an easy situation. We have an unemployment situation of about 60%. We have no government department that functions anymore. We have, every possible bad thing that you can think of. The only thing that's keeping the country alive is the remaining, European element that's here. If they weren't here, we'd be like Zimbabwe. And so it's common sense. It's not like I'm saying bad things. All people have their values, but generally, in terms of running a first-rate country, that takes a different kind of person.
That is so deep. I didn't know what to do with it, and it's so true. It's like it's true. The Western culture work, the other don't. And now the government is so destroyed there that it's becoming Zimbabwe because the Western culture is fading away. It's been taken away. Isn't that amazing? I want to ask Hake about that in a minute. He a Western person. Here's the last soundbite from, his name is Errol Musk, right?
Errol? I think. E-R-R-O-L.
Errol Musk, the father of Elon Musk. And Musk can be nice. Watch this.
Now, here you have to carry a gun. Whether it's licensed or not, you have to carry it. You can't send your children out of the house to the shop. They can't walk to the shop. I believe England's becoming like that now. They're making a very big attempt to make it like that in England. We don't live in a budget cage. I've actually killed three people who broke into my house. It was self-defense.
Wow. So,
well, they fired 52 shots at me, and I fired two shots at them.
And you killed three people with two shots.
I killed three people with two shots. But I was 11 years in the military here, and I'm good with guns. And so that Elon is quite good with guns. And it's not that I like guns. It's that I had to.
Amazing. There was something else he said in that interview that you need to see the whole thing. I recommend it. I really recommend it. What's the name of that guy that he mentioned and the government destroyed him?
Man, I'm blanking because at first you said Patrick Henry, but it totally wasn't Patrick Henry.
Right.
And it wasn't Napoleon, was it?
Yes.
Was it Napoleon?
I'm not sure. we'll deal with that later then.
Okay.
But Elon, Errol Musk made an interesting point. He talked about how bad things are in South Africa right now, and it's as a result of Western culture being destroyed, and Western culture is the only thing that works, and it's so bad there that he killed three people in his home, he can't send the kids out to the marketplaces anymore, and blah blah blah, and he said that it's happening the same way in England. And also I noticed that the exact same thing is happening in America as they destroy Western culture. It's nothing but chaos. They're not making it better. They're not improving upon it. They're not taking away a good thing and replacing it with a better thing. It's just become total chaos. So I wanted to ask, because I was thinking about this all weekend once I saw that interview, what is it about white people that seem to be special, for the lack of a better word? Why white people have the know-how to make things work, to be creative, to improve upon, to build upon, and then no other culture else seem to have that? And whenever they go into the white world, they're not accustomed to having that. They'll destroy it rather than build upon it. What is it about white people that we're missing that nobody else seems to have, Hake? White people have the best hair. Well, they have that kind of hair you just brush it with your fingers.
That's right.
Or you could wet it with a little water and make it
go the way it should.
I haven't seen Mike Holmes in years.
Everybody else has to use Stasoff Pro. But what is it that, and I noticed that in our country, exactly what's happening in Europe and in South Africa is happening here. Our country has been destroyed, but they're getting rid of the white people first. And as white people go, nothing but destruction replaces it. What is it that white people have that it doesn't even seem like the Jews have it?
Right.
What is it that white people have that no one else seems to have?
I mean, they're...
The Jews know how to make money and stuff like that. Right. I ain't taking anything away from the Jews. I love the Jews. But what is it that white people seem to have that no one else have?
I don't know what it is. I know that they like things orderly and fair, and the sensible kind of fair, not the mama kind of fair, the logical, manly kind of fair, freedom, stuff like that. I think they like their freedom and their independence.
But they're also very creative. They create beautiful neighborhoods. They create rockets. They create electric cars. They created the car.
Yeah.
And when the white people are in control of the government, they have a smaller government,
right.
A working government, a government that's done by men, ran by men. They build houses and they know how to make the house better. What's that about that no one else seems to have?
Well, you did say yesterday in church about the men running things.
Yes.
Men being right. There. And men being men, I think that is a big part of it. Like, the thinking of the whites is more naturally, like, manly, in my experience. It's not, like you said, the Jews, a lot of them are, like, liberals, mama spirit.
Right.
And it's, part of that is maybe Christianity is a little bit more manly, too, in its thinking than, and more freedom, let people suffer, than some of these other religions, I guess. They do say that whites are more adventurous and,
Joel, come here. I asked Joel too.
Exploring and
Joel
stuff like that.
Joel kind of think he white.
True. He is a little bit white. 30%. Some people say, oh, it's because they came from a colder climate, so they, have to think ahead.
I noticed that every race is jealous of the white too. They have like a love hate for the white.
Right.
They want to be like the whites, but they're jealous of the whites.
Yeah. Accusatory of what they do.
And everybody want that good hair like the whites.
Yeah.
What is it, Joel? Have you noticed that white people are like the leading group in success, you know, making life work?
Yeah.
And why is it? What is it that the whites have that no one else seemed to have?
Well, I think it's less of the color thing, but more of generation, years and years of whites being a good example in their homes and their family, the way they operate, and they just pass that down.
This is Joel from Joel Friday, Jimmy, at 11 a.m., and an expert here on the JLP show.
Yeah, I don't think that it's a white thing, because back then when the blacks and when you were raised up, they just did well for themselves and they worked it out.
That's a good point. I mentioned that yesterday. But back then, before the civil rights movement, black people were innovative too. They just kind of did their thing. They built they had black universities their school was just fine, right? And it wasn't until the civil rights movement started that the black people lost their way. Also, y'all might not be aware of it. In California, there was a black architect, a person that built buildings, what do they call?
Architect.
Architect. And he was black, and he did amazing work in California. His design was everywhere, and people loved it.
Yeah.
But they got rid of his stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Back in those days.
Yeah. So it did exist at one point. It's just that. But I think now we see it. Whites are more the ones that follow the right path more likely than the blacks. And I've only seen it whites be the ones. I ain't never seen blacks be the one or the brown.
Me either. I mean, I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you ain't never seen it.
I ain't never seen. So, yeah, I started to think like maybe. But I do see that it's just they have. The values, they hold the values a lot stronger than most blacks or most any other race, to be honest.
And that's what makes them so talented.
I think they just they have good examples.
I know that they're not as violent as any other race.
Yeah, it seems like they have some, even the ones that are like beta, they still seem like they have sense.
Right.
Yeah, enough sense to operate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it seems.
When you have a more peaceful society, when you have a more peaceful neighborhood and a peaceful home,
yeah,
you can concentrate better, function better, you have more time to do great things potentially, all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Anchor Baby? Anchor Baby show at 4 p.m. Pacific time and expert on the JLP show.
It's the color. I think they're the real Jews. They're the real chosen people.
The white people?
Yeah.
And why you say that?
I'm sort of joking. It's just it's like all just seemingly. But, you know, I'll say this. An interesting thing about culture.
Oh,
go on.
No.
An interesting thing about culture is how the hold it has on people and how it can go across generations. And it could really, you could have a nation of people with the same either issues or successes over and over. It can be passed down. So it's an interesting thing about that.
Yeah.
And culture is more than just like, it's like a combination of the color, the people, and everything.
Yeah, sure.
I was going to say that a guy in the church, to add what Nick is saying, a guy in the church was talking about, like, why don't whites have a community? He said that everybody else has a community. Why don't whites have a community?
Yeah.
What I was thinking about when he said that is that Christianity is its own culture, so to speak, right? And that when people return to God, there's a certain way of living. It shouldn't be about, in my opinion, the community or the culture, because we're supposed to overcome those traditions.
Right.
Because all those are just like things that we pick up over time that come from like silly stuff. But God's, you know, in God's kingdom, I don't see it being culture. And I think that whites tend to lean more towards that. So they're not supposed to have a community. They think as individuals for the most part.
What is a community? Yeah. That's ghetto.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah.
You know how you say that everything is created in silence and stillness?
Yes.
I think whites are more still and silent, and they're not as into entertainment. They're not into, they do create that. Right. And then the whites who are more into entertainment, like Jewish people, very entertaining. Some of the Irish are kind of entertaining. And they're more into their culture. And more into drinking and stuff like that. I think that may be a big part of it, too. Because when you have a calmer, peaceful inside and home and community, then you can create.
Dude, if white people...
And that stuff gets passed down.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, it really can be kept not needing, like, for generations. It's an amazing thing.
Not constantly needing the phone, iPad, although the whites are falling into that.
Yeah, they are. Don't do it, white folks.
I cut you off, Jesse.
Do white people have their own, do they think of their community as being the white community?
Some of them are starting to, but no, not really.
Beforehand, they didn't think of it. I know because I was reflecting. I never hear the white, and over the years when they've been, the colored people have been bitching about white community. What?
It just caught me off. Caught me in surprise when you, as you flow so naturally in your sentence.
We were raised feminist. that's a banned word.
Do you know I never knew that bitching or bitch was a bad word growing up, because everybody said it, and it's always referred to a woman acting like a mad dog.
It was like a normal word to say back then.
Yeah.
Why does it feel like you could say it and I can't? Like, I just told myself, let me throw out three B-bombs right now and I can't do it.
But I think because my mindset is not a bad word. I don't hear it as a, like, I don't really see the N-word as a bad word, to be honest with you. I just know I've been hearing it ever since I've been out here. It was a bad word. But I never thought of that as a bad word.
So you don't think the B word, but you think the B word a bad word now. Come on.
I mean, it plays on my mind now, but I know how the thoughts are. It tried to tell me that because I know y'all think that, and then women think that. But I still don't think it's a bad word. It just means an angry woman acting like a mad dog.
What does the F right. What does the F bomb mean?
No, that's a cuss. Come on.
Yeah, that's a cuss.
Well, say that one. Let's see how that one sounds.
See if it's natural.
What's the F?
Nothing. Blacks are always trying to get you to say something to get yourself in trouble.
Faith, there you go.
And the reason I asked, do white people call their community the white community? When I moved out here, I didn't even hear the word white community. I moved here. There was the black, the white community is, you know, where white people live, but it was just white people living there.
That's just America.
They just live, right.
Yeah.
But I never even heard black community either growing up. I didn't hear black community.
That's a good point.
It was just a community. I didn't even hear the word community. Well, it's like, this is where I live.
Yeah. You know? It's the same thing also, like, white actors. You never heard of white actors. You just heard of just actors. Yeah, there was never
and you knew their names.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't no big thing. But to add to that, there's people who call into show, like James Show or your show, who won't name names, but they are trying to develop a white community. And what that does, though, is it sounds nice, but what is happening is just going to turn right into the black community.
Absolutely.
Just with anger.
It's going to turn into the black community.
And they don't realize how dumbing the anger is.
Right.
They're like, no, we're higher IQ.
It's crazy.
I mean, you are higher IQ with the destruction. Good. The destruction may look different on the outside, but it'll still be destruction.
Yeah.
It's crazy how stupid my anger makes you.
I know.
Weird. It's so weird.
Anger
it's the
is
only truth.
Pure darkness. You can't see it. Don't even know you see.
Yeah.
So we still can't figure out what's wrong with the white. Why they so smart, huh? We're hitting around it, but we don't know the exact reason.
Hey, the real chosen people.
I'm going to have to ask Bill.
You're going to have to interview either Donald Trump or Elon.
Right. I'm about to interview Donald Trump, Elon, Putin, or that guy from...
Dream Team.
From Cozy.
Oh, Nick Fuentes.
Yeah. Nick can tell me.
Nick's been on your show, though.
Yeah.
Before.
Nick can tell me. So we still don't know why white people are so innovative and smart and everybody want to go to the country and destroy it.
I mean, I hear even like the Jews have a higher IQ, so I don't even know if it's IQ. It's something else. It's an X factor.
But the Jews be having very nice neighborhoods and things.
No, for sure.
A lot of good business and clean. And they walk on Saturdays.
Very smart, IQ, but
and
it can't just be that.
And they have a bunch of babies.
And they have a bunch of babies.
And real quick before we go out,
you got 5 seconds. Now.
We'll be right back.
Treasure Chest is open on DLive.
Treasure Chest is now open on DLive. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. And at 11 a.m., Joy of Friday TV. He black. Joy of Friday TV at 11 a.m. At 2 p.m. today, Punchy TV. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. A guest, a female guest, going to be debating three guys. Four guys, one against four. You know she's tough. And the rest of the guys, four against. You do not want to miss this at 2 p.m. on Punchy TV. One female against four guys. Amazing. And at 2 p.m., and at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. today. So, amazing lineup. And don't forget to do all the social media stuff. Like, follow, sign, ring the bell, subscribe, and all that on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, cozy.tv, where Christ is King, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right, so a lot of work. Thank you for your support, your donations and everything. So, Joel, you have one other thing you wanted to say about the whites or the blacks?
The Jews in the Jewish community, because like in L.A. they have little pockets of the Jewish community. You can see them.
Right.
And they like walk down the street. They have a bunch of babies, too, all the time.
Right.
But I also noticed that, and I see this all the time. I thought it was a joke at first, but I see this all the time. I see the little Jewish kids driving the cars, and they're like 11.
Yo.
I see it all the time, and I know that they're not of age because their face still looks like a child's face. And they're driving the cars with a normal look as if this is normal.
I think they might just train them earlier.
I don't know if I'm judging, but
I've never seen worse driving than when it gets a little bit, when the traffic starts hitting in the Jewish area, they're just walking. There's no crosswalks. It's crazy.
That's true.
No, they're everywhere.
But I think that they're just teaching their kids to start younger.
They do. They teach them to be. But they're not driving. They can't drive.
No, they're really driving. No. I'm telling you.
He's ratting them out.
He wants
the police to do stings rather than protect them.
Amazing. Joel, so we trying to figure out, folks, what is it that white people has that no one else seems to have? They make things work. They create things. They're constantly moving forward. And blah, blah, blah. Something they have that no other race seem to have. And because every time you go into their countries, you destroy it. You don't make it better. And there's jealousy of the white. So Stephanie want to tell me what it is. Stephanie, a first-time caller out of Philadelphia. Good morning, Stephanie. You're on the air.
Good morning. I just wanted to say the black and white issue. I think that the black community just needs their dads, and they'll be fine.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
You don't got to overthink it.
Because when they had their fathers prior to the civil rights movement, life was totally different.
Yeah.
Very good, Stephanie. You're all right with me. So go ahead.
All right. So
you're on the air.
My question was, I asked my mom to forgive me for resenting her, and I didn't understand it at the time. I was just doing it because she told me to.
Right.
But I understood after the fact that I was like, oh, I get it. She made me into a bitch like she is.
Yes, a bitch.
And so when I am a bitch, I get the overwhelming feeling of, what did you call it, sadness, or for your biblical question?
The brand new one?
Yeah.
Do you recognize a wave of pain that overtakes you?
So I get a wave of pain when I'm a bitch to somebody else.
Yes. Yes.
Look what you did, Justin.
We're bringing the word bitch back.
I like this movement.
I heard you guys say it, so I thought I could say it.
Nice.
And so my question is, I asked my oldest son to forgive me because I let his dad raise him because I knew, without knowing, I knew I wanted a strong man. I knew I wanted him to grow up to be a man.
Yes.
And I knew he needed a dad. So I asked him, now he's 20, recently, to forgive me. And he said yes, and he understood.
Right on.
It's actually pretty beautiful. So I have stepkids that I've raised. Do I need to ask them to forgive me, or is that my ego that I think I do and their mom does? Because their mom basically abandoned them, and I raised them.
Yes. Let me tell you this first. You're not supposed to ask anyone to forgive you. You're supposed to apologize for being wrong and that you've been judging your mother and other people. You're angry. And anyone who has anger judges and they play God. So that's why we say, you know, those who want to be free, they admit that they are wrong for being angry, for judging. And so don't ask your mother to forgive you. You apologize for resenting her. She could not help herself. And then with your stepchildren, I would encourage you to have a sit-down talk with them and just say, you know what, at the time, I didn't understand how much you needed your father, and I should not have gotten in the way. I'm sorry for that. I was wrong. And then move on.
Okay. Understood. I do understand.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Because,
like, I'm not sorry that I raised him, and I'm not sorry I
right,
married him.
Right.
But I'm sorry that I wanted his attention.
Yes, you got in there. You
yes.
were selfish, and you tried to get the attention for you, which took
correct.
It away from them. And they needed the attention of their father because the mother was gone, and they need
right.
at least they need the body, the soul, the spirit yearned for the love of a father. Boys and girls do not want step parents in the way.
Yes. Oof. Okay.
So you just say, "Hey, I'm wrong for that. I was wrong. I'm sorry," and then that's all you need to do. You can't do anything else about it.
And last thing, I did do the silent prayer,
uh-huh.
and I didn't get it at first, but then I was trying to do it, but I kept having thoughts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I get why God wants a silent prayer, because us women just won't shut up. We're like, blah, 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 blah. He wants us to be quiet. And
he's trying to figure out a way to shut up, woman. Absolutely, but what you really are becoming aware of is the busy voices in your
mm-hmm.
head, because you've been living one with those voices, thinking that they were you, and they have been leaving you astray in the wrong, with everything wrong, right? So now you're becoming aware of that, and God, if you stay with it, the truth will give you a clear mind. You will no longer have those voices in the head. You will only have the voiceless voice of the Father working in you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, honestly.
And stay with it. I don't care what happens, how hard it gets, how long it takes, who agree with you or don't agree with you, disagree with you. You stay with it. You are responsible for your life. You are responsible for your world. So you stay with it.
Thank you. Thank you for everything for you do for all of us.
You're welcome. You stay with it. I'm telling you, you have not seen real love yet. If you stay with this, you will know real love. You won't have faith about it. You won't have to think about it. You will just have real love, and you will have no more hatred in your heart. You will be free.
It's pretty exciting. I can't wait.
That's right. I know what you mean.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, Stephanie.
Thanks.
All right. Amazing.
Jesse.
What?
On the black and white thing.
Yes.
May I?
Yes.
Did we talk about the JQ, the Jesus question? Jesus. Who in the last 500 years of all the people
Jesus.
Have been following, at least trying to follow Jesus as much
Jesus,
as possible?
Jesus, how I love him. Jesus, Jesus, how I love him. But go ahead.
Who in the world in the past 500 years of all the peoples have been at least trying to follow Jesus?
The Jews?
The whites?
The white
Jews. Nice.
No, the white.
Yeah.
The white's been going around the world telling everybody about Jesus.
And I think of other nations where it's like their countries are hell, but the little good that's come is the Christianity. And they turned away from Christianity and it gets worse. Nations come to mind.
That's a
like
good point.
Haiti just recently, but others. I don't know. I'm just talking. What do you guys think?
A good point.
I wonder if at one point on Earth, was there a time where it was reversed? Like 5,000 years ago, were the blacks in the whites position, the whites in the black position?
That's what I heard, that that blacks really ran Europe and that the whites were the blacks' slaves.
They ran Europe into hell.
That's what the whites, that's what the blacks told me.
But I wonder if
they ran Europe into destruction.
I don't know if that's true.
That ain't true.
King James was black.
Black people always want to say they were first, but there's no proof.
But maybe 2,000 years ago, what if the roles were reversed? What if the whites were sitting around wondering, like, how come we can't be like the blacks?
If that was true, then there would be some remnant of it now, right?
Maybe there was no pens and paper.
So they weren't leading it. Smart people create pens and paper.
I heard that the Chinese ran stuff for a while.
Yeah, right. They ran the rice fields.
So, but did the Chinese bring,
you don't know.
Bring Jesus the frankincense and myrrh and gold?
Who was myrrh?
The kings from the Orient.
Oh.
I heard the British
say that white people are innovative and they have a high IQ. And Derek is black, for the record. He's my producer. You get Derek.
High IQ is not always a positive thing.
Ain't no such thing as a high IQ.
That's right.
No, I'm serious.
Oh.
That's made up by white people.
To judge based on
the high IQ white
right.
people.
If your high IQ ain't like the white IQ, your IQ ain't no good.
That's why they're hating the Jews. The Jews are winning on the IQ thing.
Let me take a bunch of calls real fast here. Let me go to Maze out of Ohio. Maze, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse and guys.
Hey, Maze. Hey, good morning. Nice.
You was talking about communities.
What's she called?
Now, if you lived on the plantation, that was your community, right? Plantation community.
Right, but we didn't think about it that way at all. It was just, this is where I live.
So, and then you had the people at the big house. That was their community. And then you had when people could purchase houses. They were trying to keep
Did you hear me say we weren't thinking that way about it, though?
Oh, you couldn't think that way because you had no rights to think that way because you didn't have no rights.
Hey, ain't nobody tell me how to
so you have them now.
What?
Yeah, plenty of rights.
Let's walk down the road.
Did no one tell me growing up that I have to think a certain way?
Oh, really?
No, I promise you that.
They tell you what time to go to the cotton field. They tell you what. I don't think you grew up on the plantation.
My granddad and them told me that.
Yeah, your grandfather probably grew up on the plantation. I don't think you did because you're the same age as my aunt, and she didn't grow up on the plantation.
Oh, so
came from the same place.
But
that's not my point.
Whatever, Maze.
That's not my point.
I have a best friend. He was my age, and he didn't grow up on the plantation.
That's why we need Kenfolk's Corner again, so we can know.
They own the plantation.
Did you hear what I said? That's what I'm saying. They owned the plantation, and then when it came to going to school, that's why Johnny can't read today because they denied people from reading.
What is Maze talking about?
I'm talking about what you talk about.
Generations
back in those
ago,
days.
Is why blacks are illiterate today.
What?
No, that's not why they're illiterate. That's what you tell them they're illiterate. Who's telling them they're illiterate?
You said Johnny can't read. That means he's illiterate.
That's why he couldn't read, but he can read now. Your ancestors couldn't. Some of them could not read because they were denied the right
for themselves.
So a lot of them can read now. You know, like you do better than your parents did, and you do better than your parents did.
No,
isn't that sad?
You're supposed to.
Isn't that sad? May you think this way?
No.
It's
like
sad.
I'm not saying what you want to hear. I'm just saying what I want.
It's not even true. It is so sad.
It is true, Jesse.
Yes, Nick.
No, she's basically saying that people couldn't think for themselves because they didn't read something. Look at all the people who are reading books now.
How about Booker T.
They're crazy.
Think for themselves at all.
How about Booker T. Washington, black man, enslaved. I mean, real deal. He started in Tuskegee Institute. He was one of the first black men to meet with the presidents. And the peanut butter guy that Joel
And that's right. That's why you're still living some of them that didn't die because of the peanut guy. You're talking about smartness.
Sam Houston forced his slaves to
read. He stopped the people from starving. So it's what I'm saying is like the man that can make water.
It's so sad that you think that way, Mace.
What I'm trying to tell you just that the man that can make water out of air, they won't even give him the opportunity that they gave Eli Musk. to get some government money to fund his
the black guy who
then
can
you
want to
sit here and give him mercy and grace.
Electrolysis.
That's what
out
you want to do.
Out of water.
And the real McCoy will not be invented by Caucasian people. What?
It's
I know I'm disturbing y'all, y'all bless God. I don't bless God.
It's so sad that you think
y'all
that
don't,
way.
Y'all don't bless God. Y'all say, God bless you. I bless God.
Mate.
You do good things. What?
Mate, it's so sad you think that way.
No, it's sad because I can think and y'all can't.
You think like the blacks.
I think the way I want to think.
No, you think like the blacks.
Because if the blacks community and the Asian community and the Canadian community, everybody got a community.
No.
Why do you think that the blacks have? But why do you think the blacks have a community? Why do you think anybody has a community?
Why did they go and bomb the communities up that they did have, like all across this country? You tell me that, Joel, and then you can give me a.
But what does that have to do? What does that have to do with community?
You gotta put the smack.
They were not rioting nothing.
Yeah, huh?
They had their own, and it was taken away from them.
You talking about the Tulsa bombing?
No, I'm not talking about the Tulsa. I'm talking about all Florida, Alabama, and all different places in this country.
Because they were fighting.
Where they had their own, and it was taken from them.
It was not.
But everybody had
people
fight.
Do naturally separate.
The government has fought too, and he won.
And the government has always taken away the cheap
land. It is just like the North and the South was fighting against each other.
But also,
you don't want to have a thing about that either.
But Maze, it ain't have nothing to do about the color. It didn't have nothing to do about the color. Is that if a community?
Listen.
If a community was mixed with people, if there was a mixture of people in the community, and black, white, Asian, whatever, Hispanic, and they were in one community and they got bombed by a different community, that community is going to fight back to protect their community.
If they're driving them, they don't have nothing
to fight
back.
They ain't got nothing to do with color.
Just like those people over there in other places getting bombed. They getting bombed. They don't have nothing to fight back with, but then you telling them they're the problem.
Bomb, Iraq.
The countries would be better off if they kept people out of their countries and let them live in their own country and leave them alone. That's how that happened.
Man, you're not giving us any kind of solution to why white people are so smart.
Why are they so what?
Smart.
Because they're so bright.
Uh-huh.
If you follow them, you're going to be just as bright as they are.
Why are they so, but why are they so bright?
They're not. Why are they bright? I don't think look at them bright. I look at them when they can tell other people how they're supposed to think, what they're supposed to do, and what's out here and what's that. Just like you said, you don't believe in high IQ? Because who told you about the IQ? They created that. To tell you that somebody's IQ was higher than yours. And if you believe it, that's your problem.
Thank you. Jesse agrees with you on that one.
What? And if you believe it, that's your problem. Everything else is done that way.
But none of this explains the problem.
I know.
Explain the problem.
You still didn't explain why white people are so smart.
If you came out with a plan.
Mace, let me ask this thing. What's wrong with the blacks?
Nothing.
Nothing?
The same thing that's wrong with everybody else?
Nothing.
The same thing that's wrong with everybody else?
But white people don't have that.
Oh, yes, they do. You tell me something that they have, they don't have, that black people don't have.
They don't kill every day in the community.
Excuse me?
They don't kill
every day. You don't hear
day,
about it every day they killing in the community.
Mate, I got to run, though. I got to run.
But
thank
y'all
you.
Have a good one. And the next time y'all discuss black people, just like Jesse said, they still taking Caucasian land and they taking black land. But when it comes to crime, you want people to think that black people are the only one that commit crime.
All right. Thank you, May.
Yeah, have a good one.
Have a good one. Ricardo out of Indiana. Hey. First time calling. Hey, Ricardo.
Hey, the great black hope. I'm on the air. What's up, Jesse?
The great black hope. All is well.
Yeah. So, man, I'm a huge fan. I want to just first of all, real quick, thank you for all the knowledge you've dropped on all of us. I've been following it for the past couple of months, really, like strictly, and it's done wonders for me, my family, my wife, my kids. It just trickled down, like you said.
Yeah.
The order
stay with it.
God Christ, yeah, it trickled down.
Yes.
yeah, anger's gone. Peace is building. It's amazing, but thank you.
You're welcome.
So the question I have is, so I was raised Catholic, and I'm kind of being led to more towards Christianity, right? And I have two kids. One's 11, the other one is 4 months old. In the Catholic faith, we would have probably already baptized him. So I'm struggling with that. Like, I know that in Christianity, you really don't baptize babies. What's your take on that? Should we baptize him as a baby, or should we wait till he's older? Or, you know, he's really struggling with that.
You do what you want, but I recommend let him grow up. And as an adult, he would decide if he wanted to do that or not.
Yeah, and that's what I'm leaning more. Sorry, go ahead.
And then it'll be real. But if you do it as a little child, it's just for your ego. It has nothing to do with him.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
Okay. So is it possible to have grown up with a father that did protect you from your mother to where she didn't have the hell in her because, let's say, the father took it out of her, didn't pass it on to the child, and the father did protect the child. Do you think that that's possible?
Well, it is possible, but it's rare because you may would have found that in the old school, but all women have the hell in them. And so all women have to overcome that. It's just that in the good old days when boys were boys, men were aware of the hell in a woman, so they tend to try to protect the children from it. But today's fathers doesn't know about it. If your father knew about that, it is quite possible he protected you from it.
He did, because I'm the youngest child. This is the way I feel. I'm the youngest child. I'm 10 years apart from my older sister and 7 from my brother.
Yes.
So I feel that maybe in the beginning they had it, because I never saw that. My dad always protected me from that. He always told her, "Hey, let me discipline them." So I never really had that. And I was really close with my father, so
Well, you're very fortunate if that happened for you. And yes, it is possible.
Okay, yeah, because I can pinpoint the moment where the anger kind of left me, because I was doing what you taught me. My son was angry because he couldn't play his video game, and he kicked his bed, right, not thinking that it would break, and it broke. And normally, the old me would have, scolded him, probably overreacted, basically.
Yes.
And I thought about what you said, and all thoughts are lies and everything, and I treated that situation with love.
Right on.
Instead, and I could tell you, it felt so liberating, and I felt something leaving my body, and my son, he changed overnight.
Yes.
It was so amazing seeing that. And ever since then, I think that's the moment where that stuff left. So I just want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. So that's the power of God's love working through. And that's what should be working through all human beings. But because most human beings are not going to admit that they're angry, they only have the power of evil, which is a fake power, but they have evil working through them. And it destroys the children. But the power of love does what you say happened with your son.
Yes. I'm like, stay in your room for a few minutes, come out when you're ready. And when he came out, he was doing chores. He has to stop. He has to stop. He's just been super good and getting his schoolwork done more. Because that's why he couldn't play his video games, because he was grounded for that.
Right on.
And I didn't overreact to that either. And it was just amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you again. And you have a great day. Say hi to the crew for me. What's up, Hank? And Joel and Anchor Baby. I'm an Anchor Baby too, I guess.
Amazing. They say hello. Thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I saw the video you posted Friday. Hate to be the one to tell you this, but churches are actually teaching that women must have sex with their husbands a certain number of times per week.
That
this is a requirement of God. To be more specific, the church I used to go to told me I have to have sex with my husband a minimum of 3 times a week in order to fulfill my wifely duties.
So you don't feel like it.
Is that African church, Julie?
Must be.
This is really happening. And again, I hate to report this to you, but it is actually true. I'm sorry to say.
Well, forgive them, Julie. Don't go back to that church.
Thank you, Julie.
I'm out of time.
All right. We'll read the rest tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're going to do that, if the Lord is willing, and the creek. We're going to read the Super Chats first and then get to the caller. We got to catch up with those. Thank you for them. The Hake is coming up now, thehakereport.com at 9 a.m. And then join Friday at 11, and then the American Anchor Babe at 4, Puncher TV at 2. You don't want to miss Puncher TV. One woman against 4 guys. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait. I'm going to be laughing. I'm going to be laughing. Then I'm going to go on my knees and pray for the guys. So tune in. Forgive your mothers and your fathers. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and stay present. That's all you have to do, and life will be amazing. Andres out of Texas, Eric out of Indiana, Wayne out of Texas, William out of California, and the call that dropped, I'm out of time. I have some more about this man, Daddy. What's his name? Elon Dad. Hopefully tomorrow. Take care, folks. I appreciate y'all. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. Bye. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood.